order a pizza?
No, actually, I ordered entertainment.
Well, you're shit out of luck, man, because all I got is pepperoni.
Well, that... What? Jeez. Wow. I don't know what I'm going to do.
Douchebag.
Well, I guess I could just listen to your radio, because it happens to be about 10 o'clock on a Friday evening.
Why? What's the big deal about 10 o'clock on a Friday evening?
Well, haven't you heard of Cock Talk?
No.
Well, it starts right now.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Late Night Cock Talk.
Cock
tonight,
talk.
Italian-American stereotypes and video games. Mamma mia, it's a crazy spicy meatball.
And next, and after, Div 3. Div 3 contract? More like Div 3 con sack.
Oh, and we got a special guest host, Stephen Seuss. But right now, ladies and gentlemen, stay tuned for your host, Maxime Simonet, and guest host, Stephen Seuss.
What it's like to be the bad man, to be the sad man behind blue eyes.
Ladies and gentlemen, like we said, welcome to Late Night Cock Talk. This is Maxime Simonet, Fiverr, Sixer, Delta, with here Stephen Seuss. Introduce yourself.
I'm guest host Stephen Seuss.
He's the guest host.
Hello, world, or Hampshire campus.
Why are you the guest host tonight, Stephen?
I'm the guest host because Andy
is a loser.
Is a loser who just happened to get kidnapped.
Kidnapped
by the Heaven's Gate cult.
What?
Part two.
Sure. Built on the backs of the painful workers.
And on Nike shoes. And poison. Mostly poison.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Yurt Radio. This is Maxime Simonet. You're listening to Cock Talk, and I want to let you know that this is a pretty awesome radio station to listen to.
Broadcasting 24/7 from the bucolic campus of Hampshire College in the beautiful rolling hills of Amherst, Massachusetts, this is YURT.
Yurt Radio. Alrighty, the first topic of discussion tonight happens to be one that is...
Max, actually, I have something important.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah, what?
So, I was in the yurt earlier, and just, you know, checking stuff out, wanted to get familiar with the yurt before I was a guest on your show.
I mean, that makes perfect sense, even though you've been on the show a lot, but, this sudden decision is
It's tutorial season. Everyone has to get a tutorial, and I didn't feel like having a scheduled one, so I just kind of came in. I was like, I don't need a tutorial. And just kind of checked out your voice machine.
My voice machine?
Yeah, and
When's
the last time you checked that thing?
A voice machine?
Voicemail for the yurt. Cock Talk specifically.
Oh, well, the Cock Talk voicemail, I mean, we don't really check it because what?
Well, I listened to about 400 angry emails from the FCC.
I thought it was just 4 unheard. Was it really 400?
Sorry?
I thought it was 4 unheard messages. Was it really
100?
Wow, jeez.
I'm not a fan of the show. They have been offended by every other word we've said.
Well, that's fine. I mean, they just don't have to listen.
They do not like us on the internet. We are FCC's enemy. And so, unfortunately, we cannot go on the show any further saying what can only call now the F word.
You mean no. I can't say
or the k.
Oh, that one.
Yeah.
That.
What were you thinking?
Probably like faggot.
No, the SEC doesn't give a shit.
No, they don't care about.
They don't
that
give
one?
A shit
okay.
about shit either.
Oh, okay.
But
that's
unfortunately.
That's cock shit.
We can no longer say the F word. But no.
But that's my favorite, Steve.
But
that's my
Max,
favorite.
Not all is lost.
What? What do you mean by that?
No one says it anymore. It's not.
It's true.
It's out of style. It's
a
out
loser's
of vogue.
Word. It's a man.
No, the kids don't say the F word anymore.
And I want to be in tune with the 8-year-olds who are saying new shit. What are they saying these days?
Well, I've been you know.
Cruising around
watching
elementary
the
school.
And cruising the internets.
Yeah, yeah.
And the word today, the word these days, is Fugglehop.
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 Well, Fugglehop this, you mother fuggler.
Yeah, Fugglehop it.
Yeah,
just,
you Fugglehoppers.
In place of certain other words. Well, it's, you know,
Fugglehop. Fugglehop.
Mother Fugglehoppin'.
Fugglehoppin' good. Fugglehop. I Fugglehopped her deep in her Fuggle. And
so
she was hopped up on my Fugglehoppin'.
Yeah. I'd fuggle hop that any day.
Dude, I'd fugle fuggle hop that.
Fugle fuggle hop?
Dress. I'd bugle fugle fuggle hop that with a beagle in the boob.
I'd titty fuggle hop that.
Titty fuggle
hop. I'd titty fuggle hop the shit out of her.
Try it. Stop us now.
Fuggle hopping SEC.
The fuggle hopping fugle feuding fuggle hoppers and their fugle fugin fugger fuggles. Feuds. Family. Family Fuggle Hoppin' Feud. That'd be a fun show.
Yeah. Or Fuggle Hoppin' Family Feud.
Fuggle Hoppin' Family Feud. Family Feud Fuggle Hoppin'. Or the Family Feud Fuggle Hop. I mean, like, when your family has a big debate.
Yeah.
And then you end up Fuggle Hoppin', you know?
Yeah, it just happens. That's every Thanksgiving for me. Like,
that's like,
why else do you go home?
Well, I mean, my dad can't Fuggle Hop anymore, if we're going to be honest. He's lost all of his ability to fuggle hop. Hey, sir, Whitney. Whitney Houston, a friend of the show and friend of the yurt, just walked into the radio station to pick up his jacket. And I'm going to inform him that his fuggle hopping guitar is gone. Somebody took it. Your fuggle hopping guitar.
Fuggle hopping asshole.
Yeah, some fuggle fuggle hopping feuded it. He frugged it up with the fuggle hopping. How you doing, Whitney Houston?
That's pretty hot.
If you guys could hear vaguely in the background, that is the spirit of Whitney Houston.
What's up, guys? I'm doing all right.
You want to sing us one of your famous songs?
Tell you the truth, I actually don't even remember any of my songs.
Jeez.
It happens best of us. Yeah.
You fuggle hopper. You've been fuggle.
Especially cokeheads.
He's fuggle hopped up. High five.
He is so fuggle hopped up.
Okay, but what, now that we kind of established that, if anything.
Established what?
Established that we're going to not say.
Fuggle hopping flies.
Fuggle.
Everywhere on campus.
I'll see you fuggle hoppers later.
Okay.
See ya.
Go motherfuggle your fuggle feudin'. You German bastard. Yeah, Polacks. That's my new one. I don't think anybody calls each other Polack enough. The next point of conversation, just if
Italians.
We're going to talk about something that fuggle hopping pisses me off. You know, and that's stereotypes in the media. You know I'm bothered by stereotypes in the media. I mean, when they portray, like, you know, I don't know, dudes, like, with, I don't know, I just, like, I get really bothered. And, you know, and there's this Italian-American group, actually, these days. Italians. And it's called Unico National. It's the largest Italian American Heritage Foundation. Yeah, and the president, Andrew Domino. Apparently, he's upset with a video game called Mafia 2 because.
Imagine that.
Yeah, it has the inappropriate and insulting perpetuation of the pervasive and denigrating stereotype of organized crime being the exclusive domain of Italians and Italian Americans. You know, I find that
what
interesting.
What other video game can you make about Italian Americans, though?
I feel like it's the one time we. Well, I mean, I don't know if you remember a similar lawsuit that Unico was going through back in the early
90s. I'm not very up on my game news.
Well, they were filing something for the. The inappropriate, insulted perpetuation and pervasive denigrating stereotype of Italian-eating plumbers being exclusively Italian.
Plumbers that eat Italians?
Yeah, no. But it's oh, I did say that wrong. Italian spaghetti-eating plumbers. Unico had a lot of problems apparently with Mario. And I think there's some validity. I mean, take this thing. Like there, and it's what, actually, the only thing that's disappointing me is like this new. Little lawsuit or whatever it is seems to be almost be taking word for word from their old Mario lawsuit. Listen to this. Why would Nintendo...
Wait, this is real.
Why would Nintendo foist a game on their targeted audience of young people wherein they will indoctrinate a new generation into directly associating Italians and Italian Americans with heroes who save princesses from large turtles and clean sewers? I mean, and I think they kind of had a point back then. But when they, I'm not as keen on this little upset over organized crime. But you know, I really do think Mario.
He's possibly more humiliating to the Italian American community than any mafia boss.
I mean, it's a him.
It's kind of disgusting.
It's a Mario.
Like you wear these overalls that like just go in the sewers and you just wear them all day and smell like shit.
And that's like I had the hardest time just approaching any Italian recently. I've just like when I get near them, I just keep thinking, "Geez, man, like,
yeah,
what if the blood of a
Koopa
or Goombas and shit?
Yeah.
I mean, like they're drug using.
They're drugs.
No, the mushrooms. You know, they're constantly taking mushrooms. Yeah. These Italians, and the herbs, and they mistake. They've got these illusions of grandeur and special powers.
Yeah, they think they can ride dinosaurs.
They live in fantasy worlds, and you know that's what Nintendo taught me. And I think that's really. I mean, like I don't. Like, I try to repress this, but it's just so ingrained in my mind that Italians are like this.
Yeah, all of them. I mean, my family.
I mean,
they all jumped all over the place.
But, I mean, like, I'm trying, like, sure, sometimes stereotypes are true. Sometimes, yes, Italians do jump very successfully on top of their enemies. But what I'm saying is, even if it's for the sake of good, this jumping and this timed running and jumping through two-dimensional landscapes to the right, I think that we just got to try and not associate all Italians with this, because I think, I mean, like, the community is already hurt enough by the fact that all crime bosses are
Italian. I mean, Obama had to, like, it took him forever to convince everyone he wasn't a plumber, because he also had to convince him that he wasn't Italian.
The fact that he has to convince people he's not Italian, I mean, that's disgusting.
I kind of could have bought it, like, a few months before the election. But
now, yeah, there seems to be a lot of evidence.
Yeah, but then, like, people still think he's Italian.
People still think
Obama used to be a plumber. He didn't go to college.
And what was really upsetting was, like, he kept asking for change so he could beat Mario and show us what Italians are really like. But, I mean, like, I don't know. I think that was kind of greedy that his whole presidential platform was based off having money for the arcades. I don't know.
It's a little
touchy.
It's kind of,
and, like, that doesn't show Italians in a good light, especially the Italians themselves are embarrassed of being Italians.
Yeah.
And when they started building this new Italian community
center, right in the middle of Ground Zero.
Do you know how many pizza places are already there? It's like, how else are you supposed to tell the world, no, Italians aren't taking over New York City? I mean, it's ridiculous.
Yeah. And it's not like, I mean, I know some shit. And, like, yeah, Italians did not take down the Twin Towers.
I mean, some Italians.
I mean,
but that's not all Italians. You can't
just say all those terrorists
were Italian. All Italians are terrorists.
No. Some terrorists are Italian.
That's true.
And some Italians are terrorists, but not all Italians.
Well,
most Italians are very peaceful,
spiritual
people.
With their own traditions and
customs.
They have
their own thing. They're not that different from us.
And they have their own crime ring circles.
Exactly. This happened to have... I mean, everyone has a crime ring.
I mean, like, I got a crime bracelet and a crime nipple ring.
Yeah, and just, you know, if you like to get piercing, sometimes crime.
So, I mean, like, I'm not feeling Unico as much for this mafia thing. I mean, because, like, sure, maybe you could debate that portraying Italians, like I've said, like, as side-scrolling, hat-wearing plumbers, that's a little degrading. But, I mean, like,
it's an instance.
Like, getting angry because they're portraying them as mafiosas?
Fuggle-hopping retarded.
Sorry.
My apologies to the SEC.
Oh, my God. They're very,
that's
very upset.
That's fuggle-hopping ridiculous.
I'm sorry. Did you hear that?
I heard that.
I think that's the male slug.
The male slug, male slug, male scrub,
male slug, slug male slug. Slug. Oh, look, he's running away.
Wait, why does the slug bounce?
Well, it's a jumping male slug.
A jumping male slug.
Yeah, and it means we got to answer our mailbag on our Cock Talk mailbag. And if you ever want to contribute to the Cock Talk mailbag, be sure to find us on Facebook, the Cock Talk Student Group, or even call the Yurt right now with 413-559-6766. That is 413-559-6766. Once again, you're listening to the Yurt Radio, and here is the Mail Slug Mailroom. Steve, what does this person write to us?
Well, this is to Dear Abby.
No. You meant to read. I'm sorry. I don't know why Steve says this, but it's Dear Cock Talk. I don't know where you got
Dear Cock Talk. I live with two of my best friends. We get along great because we respect each other's personal space and business. My problem is my roommate Michelle drinks alone in our apartment. She consumes 8 to 12 alcoholic beverages in an evening. She does this once a week, usually during the week.
And then what happens?
they sound redundant. The next morning, she'll complain that she's sick when she has to get up for work. But I know she's hungover.
Jeez, Michelle.
What a bitch.
Go on, though.
Our other roommate spends so little time at our place and doesn't want to speak to her about this, even though he agrees she has a problem. How should I approach Michelle about this? I'm afraid if I say anything, she'll think I'm accusing her of being an alcoholic. I want to maintain peace in our home, but I'm worried about her. Any suggestions for how I should handle this? Fearful in Fairborn, Ohio.
Alrighty, fearful, let me tell you. The first thing you have to do in a situation like this is ignore it, and it will get better. I mean, I don't know if you remember when Hitler annexed Poland, But the best thing to do in a certain...
Just leave it alone.
Just leave it alone. It'll sort itself out. I mean, if she drinks herself to death, what is that your business?
She's going to die eventually anyway.
What is that your business?
Yeah.
I mean, come on. Come on. It reminds me, actually...
Live and let die. Paul McCartney said it.
I think I've got the perfect video that could answer this question for her. It's actually... I don't know if you've heard of Paul Crick.
Yeah.
Have you? You've heard of Paul Crick?
Oh, no. I don't know if we can. I don't know if we can show this.
Oh,
given our new.
Oh shoot! With the new regulations. But it's so relevant to Fearful's things. The FCC is stopping us from helping this person with this video. With
I mean, it's called. This is it.
Fugglehop it.
What's the last one?
It is what it is.
It is what it is. So about a third of it, we meant to dub.
Okay, we'll do that. We'll just dub all over it.
Or just talk over it much louder than. Than he does.
Okay. That's what we'll do. Okay, just be on your mark. Yeah. This is Paul Crick, and he'll answer all your questions for your phone. Oh, he's funny. Killing it with Paul Crick, ladies and gentlemen. And here he is, Paul Crick.
I'm Paul Crick. We're killing it today. We're learning about the phrase, "This is it."
Fugglehop.
It is what it is. It's important that you have all three components learned and in your heart. It's not enough just to say one. You can't just say this is it. You can't just say
fugglehop.
You can't just say it is what it is. Individually, they are fantastic. This is it. The ultimate sublime message to send your brain to be present.
Fugglehop.
The ultimate sublime message to tell your brain to let go of expectations, and it is what it is. The ultimate sublime message to tell yourself, there's no troubling the past of how you got here. Together, the triumvirate, this is it,
fugglehop
is what it is, will propel you through any situation. The worst problem, the most magical moment. This is it.
Fugglehop it.
Is what it is. I'm Paul Crick. Let's go kill it.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Paul Crick with a message for Fearful.
Some very wise lessons.
Yeah,
from man.
And I'm pretty sure saying this is it, fugglehop it, is so relevant. Because
to our generation, really. Like it's,
your friend it's Michelle is a fucking
fugglehopping.
A fugglehopping alcoholic.
Is this, are you Maxim Simone?
Yeah.
I'm Mr. Smith with the FCC.
Smitherin.
From the FCC, and I'm afraid we're going to have to rape your pets.
Wait,
if
no,
you don't
no,
apologize
but look,
right now.
No, but everyone in the studio audience doesn't want that to happen.
I don't think they give a fugglehopping shit.
Fugglehop you, FCC. Fugglehop you. Fugglehop y'all. But anyway, yeah, Fearful. She's going to remain an alcoholic. So, I mean, that's it.
It's just whatever. I mean,
fugglehop it. It is what it is. Like, what are you going to do?
It's just, I mean, she's a fugglehopping alcoholic. It's just nothing's going to
change
that.
Let her die in her own
Alcoholism
blood.
Is a genetic disease. There's nothing she can do about it. She's weak and helpless.
And
like
doomed. She will die.
Program taught us.
Just, she's going to die.
She's going to die.
She's going to die.
She drinks like a fugglehopping fish. It's just inevitable.
Alrighty. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to Cock Talk on the Yurt Radio, and this is going to be a song.
Stay tuned for more music and information. Hampshire College.
If I kiss, if I held you tight in the morning light, yeah. Would you mind if I said how I felt in the lead tonight? Again, cause I never ever felt this way in my heart before. Tonight.
student-run radio for you.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Cock Talk. This is Maxime Simonet and Stephen Seuss guest hosting for Cock Talk. It's Friday, October 1st, and everybody knows what that means. We got a guest walking around here making hand movements. That's what
pagan rituals with the October pole.
October pole?
The October, like the maypole, but like the maypole.
This is the opposite of the maypole. It goes underground and it's full of feces. It's a hole, the October hole. What are you looking for, madam? I took it. I did not take it. There's somebody here looking for your sweatshirt. If anybody has seen their sweatshirt, feel free to come here. It is green and porous. Alrighty. Back to what we were talking about. We were thinking about fuggle hopping. And we were thinking about what if this new regulation had to be applied to some
of your favorite movies.
Your favorite movies, you know, like Babar Goes to Christmas.
Oh, yeah. No, I can watch that. I'll come in the middle of the TV room and I'll sit down the whole rest of the time. It's just a classic.
No matter what part of the movie.
Come out of the shower and fuggle hop it. I just have to watch this whole thing.
Alrighty.
Just untouchable.
Here is the Big Lebowski reinterpreted with fuggle hopping. I'll be playing.
Walter.
I'll be playing Walter.
And Jesus.
I'll be playing Walter and Jesus.
And I will be Donnie and the dude. If what's during league play?
Life does not stop and start at your convenience, you miserable piece of shit.
What's wrong with Walter, dude? I figure it's easy money. It's all pretty harmless. I mean, she probably kidnapped herself.
Huh?
What do you mean, dude? Rug. Piers did not do this. I mean, look at it. Young trophy wife marries a guy for money but figures he isn't giving her enough. She owes money all over town.
That fuggle hopping bitch!
It's all goddamn fake. Like Lennon said, look for the person who will benefit and you will, what I'm trying to say. I am the walrus.
That fuggle hopping bitch.
Yeah. I am the walrus.
Shut the fuggle hop up, Donnie. V.I. Lenin, Vladimir Ilyich Lunalov, something. I don't know how to say
it. What the fuggle hop is he talking about?
That's fuggle hopping exactly what happened, dude. That's what makes me fuggle hopping sick.
Yeah, well, why do you care, Walter? Yeah, dude, why is Walter so pissed off?
Those rich fuggle hops. This whole fuggle hopping thing. I did not watch my buddies die face down in the mud, so there's some fuggle hopping strumpet.
I don't see any connection to Vietnam, Walter.
Well, there isn't a literal connection, dude.
Walter, face it, there isn't any connection. It's your role.
Have it your way. The point is...
It's your role.
The fuggle hopping point is...
It's your role.
Are you ready to be fuggle hopped, man?
This is Mexican now.
Are you ready to be fuggle hopping? I don't know. I see you rolled your way into the same ice. Dios mio, man. Liam and me are going to fuggle hop you up.
Yeah, well, that's just, you know, your opinion, man.
Oh, let me just tell you something, Bendejo. You pull any of your crazy shit with us, you flash a piece out on lanes, I take it all away from you, and I stick it up your ass, and we'll pull the fuggle hopping trigger till it goes click.
Jesus.
You said it, man. Nobody fuggle hops with the Jesus. And that is the end of the scene.
Eight-year-olds,
dude. I mean, yeah, I didn't feel it.
That's a punchline.
Well, that's the dude. But yeah, but we didn't set it up. We didn't talk about the pederast.
No, we didn't.
Oh my gosh, that was deep.
It was deep. It really adds a whole new dimension.
I feel like people say, you know, it's a word people don't need to use, and I guess they're right.
We need something new and fresh. That's new and offensive fresh to everyone.
Fuggle hop it. Oh jeez, can't believe the next song playing on Pandora was "Circle of Life" by Elton John.
It's a keeper.
It's a keeper. Anyway, the next thing we wanted to talk about is Division 3.
Division the third.
And me and Steve are both Division 3 right
soon
now, technically. Well,
we're both working on them.
I had a little issue myself that was really annoying. Andy Locke,
is
a friend
back
of the show,
to life.
Just walked back into the yurt. But yeah, let's keep talking about this. Andy missed all the best parts of the show.
All the best parts. It's going to suck the second half.
Yeah, the second half is going to suck. But anyway, Division 3, it's re-energized me.
Yeah.
If anything. Do you feel that way?
In a way, yeah. I like being able to tell people about an idea that I'm very committed to, and it'll be knowing that people like the idea I'm going to be spending a year on.
Yeah.
And I think my committee's excited. And,
are they?
John and Chris are both very interested in my idea, and so yeah, it's and I have yet two awesome people on my committee.
Yeah,
probably two of the most reliable people you can ask for on
George Washington,
George Washington,
Gandhi,
and Roosevelt, or Gandhi,
Gandhi Roosevelt. Gandhi, you know, no, one well, of the Gandhi's greatest Indian American presidents of all time. Andy Locke is messing with cords around the yurt. I hope it, this doesn't bother you, but I feel like he wants to join the conversation, and that's
he's
why.
He's going
to
yell into the ceiling one.
Oh, my gosh, and we can totally
boy, howdy do I want to join. Oh,
Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ,
boy,
Andy,
howdy.
You just broke everyone's ears.
I do what I can.
Jesus fuggle hopping Christ. Is oh, it, by the way, you can't say the F word anymore.
Yeah,
we have to say fuggle hop.
What? What's going on? I can't drop the F bomb?
Nope.
You can drop the fuggle hop.
Yeah.
The fuggle hop?
The FH bomb.
So instead of what I was planning on saying, I gotta say, Max, you fuggle hopper, you broke my fuggle hopping phone, and
I break your fuggle
hop your mother.
I broke your phone?
I don't know. For the purposes of this conversation, yes.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Max,
this is
what the fuggle hop is your problem?
Fuggle hop, you guys.
You just
man.
Break my okay, fuggle hop phone.
When I'm cornered in a corner. I kind of get a little okay. I get a little freaked out. So can we just start breathing slower?
Matt, so D3 Max. Dave.
So Steve, you like talking about your idea? Is that what you said?
I like telling people, especially the ones who matter, about my idea.
Oh, so if you had your way, you'd be able to say it on the air.
Yeah.
Okay, I mean, Andy, let's talk about something now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Fuggle hoppy, Max.
Andy, how's work?
Woo. Work was all. Oh man, I hate the late night creepers. What's up? Who goes to the grocery store at 9:55 at night?
I did. I went to Safeway all the time, and we got Hulk, and we joke with this guy.
Does
named...
Safeway close at 10?
No, Safeway's open all the.
Well, good for them.
Time.
We are very clearly not open all night. It says right on the door, closes at 10. People walk in at 9:55, grab a like full size cart, and just start moseying
what?
Around.
They
we
mosey.
Get all the announcements. We're like, "Hi, we're closing in 5 minutes. You should probably start making your way to the register." And they're like. Oh, that's nice.
What kind of people are they? What kind of people are they?
They are old people.
Old.
They are generally, they have jobs that make them feel kind of important. We have a lawyer that is always there late at night and thinks he is the shit and thinks the world revolves around him. And,
I don't know about you, but I just successfully sued a pharmaceutical company. Now give me my...
What did they buy?
They buy arugula and fancy...
And rolls. Yeah.
Rolls.
Yeah, overpriced soup, overpriced rolls. He'll buy maybe a Forbes magazine.
Ah.
Or a
bring home to his wife and talk to her as she diddles herself in the showers.
No, I'm pretty sure he's actually old and lonely. That's why he's in the grocery store every night. Every night, these people.
Every night.
There's a couple who are actually kind of nice people, but I still know what their deal is. They come in and buy dinner at about 9:45 every night. They're almost always the last people at the store.
Late for old people.
Yeah, I mean, they're not that old. They're probably, like, you know, 60-ish.
That's
but,
pretty old.
But
that's pretty
Rick,
old.
Rick,
my dad would never go shopping at that time of night. He only goes in the morning. Is that
do
late?
Even
he's sleeping.
Do they open that late in France, you lazy communists?
Hey, that's Socialist. Actually really true. They don't fucking fuggle hop and do
Max.
Anything.
Max.
Jeez, I keep breaking
this
my
This is why
rules.
I can't take you with kids.
So, Steve, talk to us about your Div 3 while Andy does something
my
very
Div
3. Interesting.
Well, actually, this brings us to it.
Sorry.
I can't talk about my Div 3 without talking about... A certain road trip that Max and I took across the country into the deep American roadside.
Can I set the mood for us?
Sure. I don't really know what music you would put for across the country.
Well, it's not music.
I could sing.
No,
you
it's not.
Can. You will not sing.
Aww. That's sad.
What we're gonna play is when we were going. It was a soothing summer rain.
It was actually clear out that day.
We were playing music in the car.
It was our second day driving cross country, and
we were going
Iowa.
Cross country. Tell us about this. Why were we going
you
cross
were,
country?
You were there, Max. You
oh,
were
really?
The one who wasn't driving at the time.
Oh, but so Steve and I, just to frame this better, jeez, Steve. We went cross country.
Yeah.
Wait,
we
what?
Went from my house to your house, from South Orange, New Jersey to Sonoma, California.
And luckily, Sonoma, California is no longer in Sonoma, California, so it was only like a 5-hour drive, but still, a lot of stuff happened. A
lot of stuff. Enough stuff.
Enough stuff. Like, we carnally like, knew this guy, and Steve had an ID card with long hair, and he's worried that people would be angry in the Midwest.
Oh, in Wyoming.
Everywhere.
Where he asked me if I was Steven Sue's or Sue Stevens, and chuckled to himself.
as Max made some joke about Bring It On 2 on the TV.
Because he was watching Bring It On 2 on the TV.
Guys, don't go to motels ever.
Don't go, yeah.
If you're with Steve, because it's dangerous. He might get raped. I'm just kidding. Nothing happened.
It just happens. I can't control
everything
it.
Bad that happened happened on the road.
Hey guys, quick, can I interject very briefly? You guys want to hear one of my favorite noises in the whole world? Isn't that a great noise?
It's a wonderful sound.
I love it.
And so, yeah, and one interesting thing that happened as we were driving was we were going through Iowa, and for a long time, the road felt bumpy.
And it was raining.
Bumpy. What?
And it was raining.
It was not raining.
It was raining because I'm flying rain.
That would make this a lot more horrifying. there was a sound, and the car was shaking uncontrollably, like Michael J. Fox and epileptic together, just uncontrollably, just you cannot hear any of the David Bowie we were playing because it was.
Dude, was the car in Parkinson's?
Sure.
Oh, you hear
and,
that?
Hear that ring? And so I just could not imagine anything happening to the car. And so I just kept going, like, oh, it's a really bumpy road. I can barely hear anything, and my hands are shaking when I take the wheel off.
And Steve asks me, Max, do you think this is not normal? Like, nah.
Nah.
This is it, Fugglehop. It is what it is.
But so I went to the gas station, checked on it. Nothing seemed wrong, so I kept going. And it was getting really bad. And cars were even, like, keeping their distance from us. They knew something was going to go wrong. And so eventually I decided to pull over into a rest stop, and loud noise, and that's my loud noise, and something, the car tipped, and I figured, okay, the tire blew out, pull over, and we see the entire wheel of the car fly past us. I managed to pull it over with only three wheels on it.
Steven Sue's masterful driver.
Masterful stunt driver. And actually, that was on purpose. It was on camera the whole time.
It was really great. You'll see it in theaters soon. It's the movie called, what's that one with Zach Galifianakis where he's retarded?
Oh, Due Date?
Due Wait. Date?
Oh, The Hangover Due Date.
No, The Hangover Due Date. What? No, I meant the one in the mental asylum.
Oh, it's kind of a funny story?
It's kind of a funny story, yeah. Steve's antics in the car will be all featured in that movie.
Yeah, and so eventually we got towed into a little town called Adair that Max remembers.
Wait, can we pause something for a second? Andy's got a jar of pickles.
Andy's got a pickle.
And I'd like one.
I like a pickle.
Can we split a pickle? Steve, sure. Continue your story, or should we just each take one?
And
this is my favorite sound.
Let's take a break pickle time.
No, man, it's just. This sound is gross.
So glad I bought these pickles. Yeah, I think pickles are good.
Andy, wait, your mic isn't on. So what were you saying?
Big endorsement for Boobie's brand pickles.
Cock Talk, sponsored by.
Boobie's brand pickles. They come in humongous jars.
Boobie's brand pickles. When you need boobies more than you need pickles.
No, bubbies.
Bubbies?
Boobies.
Boobies.
But it sounds like boobies, but
it's boobies.
It's spelled bubbies because it's the Jewish word for grandmother.
Who's?
Boobies.
Boobies, yeah.
Boobies.
Who's your grandmother?
Boobie?
And your grandmother last night.
Boobie, Steve, boobie, continue boobie, talking. Boobie, I'm going to silence boobie, Andy. Boobie, boobie. What were you saying?
Doesn't sound the same for me. And so, yes, and we discovered a little town called Adair. And what do you notice about Adair, Max?
There were buildings.
Yes, there were lots of there were buildings. Not main buildings. Small buildings. Small town. And they said it was about, 500? And,
Yes.
And there was a
centerpiece.
At the very center of the town was this bright yellow water
sacrifice
tower.
Sacrifice piece. Oh, water tower.
An idol. Water tower.
It was what the natives
worshipped. With
a smiley
worshipped. On it.
Yes,
yeah, it was an old totem pole with water inside it.
I recommend all of you go to Google, the website,
www.google.com/ and search for Adair.
A-D-A-I-R.
Did pickles just make me burp?
They're the same as soda. They're just solid soda.
Really?
Yeah.
This is something I didn't
know. You don't grow pickles.
They don't teach that in science class.
It's like a popsicle, really, except for soda. And they're not actually frozen. They're just solid.
Anyway, there was this water tower, yellow water tower. A smiley face on
and
it.
And every piece of town. Smiley was all over town. We went to the Happy Chef diner every meal, I think. And there was a gas station with Smiley. We had, funny thing in Iowa, there's a popular gas station chain called The Come and Go. Spelled K-U-M-N-Go.
Come and Go.
Come and Go.
It's for people you know are just fucking
jizz
on the run.
Jizz in the... That's how you
jizz
pay for
and
it.
Bounce.
You don't pay for
jizz
it in
and
money.
Jump, I think, is even better. Oh, Avro Singer. You're totally welcome to walk in.
Yeah, come on in and watch for a while if you want.
How you guys doing? Anyway, we're in Adair. We're stranded there for a few days because
we lost our wheel.
We were
2 nights.
Come in. We've got a very intriguing story. Ladies and gentlemen, we're outside. Let me play this speaker. Come in. We're playing narrative. Okay. So anyway, what's going on?
And it was like a little... It was like a cult. It was like...
This little
this
cult of the
smiley
face.
Like, they watched too many... Like, they watched Watchmen too many times.
And, yeah, and they just fucking they obsessed. Fuggle hopping obsessed.
Obsessed with it. And, it inspired a story about a man who gets stuck in this town, and the town doesn't want him to leave because the smiley controls the town and it made the people. And where it's kind of like the Bermuda Triangle of the American road, like the Midwest is like a big ocean
and in the middle,
land. and then
the Bermuda Triangle, Iowa.
Or actually, it's a square.
Okay, I got you. I'm with you.
It's actually two triangles. But
it's two triangles put together. That's pretty gay.
Yeah, and he just won the ships that got caught in its pull.
I mean, because they had to get the parts. You know, they kept making up these excuses, and little we know, in 20 years, we're fully functioning members of the Adair cult.
Yeah.
So this is what the movie's about.
Yeah, and so it's about a man who kind of gets his car breaks down, and he was alone, and. And slowly, like, you feel the... It's an animated short.
Oh, animated.
It's going to be animated. It's kind of like if you've ever seen Barton Fink.
No.
It's kind of like that, except
okay.
it's
I,
in
I
L.A.
Ah.
It's in the Midwest, and there's the Indian
desk
guy character.
Oh, okay. Indian desk.
And the...
Welcome to my motel.
Exactly. You're not doing the voice.
Okay.
Lydia Hatfield has already agreed to be a voice actor as the waitress.
Oh, okay. I'm not doing a voice in your movie at all?
You might. I just
can't be the Indian?
I don't know if you should be an Indian.
Maxime Simonet as all of the Indians. Can I be me? Can I be just like...
You just
no,
be a
dude.
Cameo as you.
Hey, what's up? I know when I'm not.
I'm the real-life version of the story.
Hey, I'm... What? You just gotta animate it the weird way I move my mouth.
Yeah.
Love listening to my voice over and over again?
No, I don't.
Yeah, that's why I'm going to play all the parts in the movie.
That's what audio was like.
Are you going to hold auditions?
I have thought about it. I don't know for sure. That'd be cool. But yeah, Max, I'm exhausted talking about My Div 3, because most of it was about our road trip and barely the Div 3.
Yes.
What's your Div 3?
My Div 3 is... it's a movie, and I'm gonna explain it after this song
after
break.
This very relevant song.
Yeah, this song is relevant because it's about the road trips.
Road.
Road tripping with my two favorite allies. Fully loaded, we got snacks and supplies. It's time to leave this town, it's time to steal away. Let's go get lost anywhere in the USA. Let's go get lost, let's go get lost. Blue, you sit so pretty west of the one. Sparkle like with yellow icing, just a mirror for the sun. Just a mirror for the sun.
just a mirror for the sun. These smiling eyes are just a mirror for. So much has come before, those battles lost and won. This life is shining more forever in the sun. Let us check our heads and let us check the surf. Staying high and drives more trouble than it's worth in the sun. Just a mirror for the sun. Just a mirror for the sun. These smiling eyes are just a mirror for.
Welcome back to Cock Talk. We got our best friends here, Danny DeVito and his mother.
Hi, Danny and Mom.
They're doing great. Have you heard about how the kids are doing?
I heard they're all dead.
That's a horrible mother.
Yeah, you guys suck.
You guys are horrible. Let's turn on the third mic.
Danny? What was that, Danny DeVito?
What up?
Hey. Alrighty. Hey.
All right.
We were actually just in the...
Danny's being his talkative.
Yeah, what's up, Dan? DD Mom? The double D mom. We love her because we can nuzzle her face between her tits and not know what time of day it is if we stay there long enough. You know, like when you get out of a movie theater and you're like, whoa.
I don't know how to take this right.
No, it's cool. We love you guys.
It's musky. That's all I'm saying. It's musky. It smells like popcorn.
Damn straight.
Oh,
are you talking about my bosom right now?
Bosom, actually, is how it's pronounced in Bosnia.
Yeah, in Bosnia.
I get it.
So, Andy, I was talking about my diphtheria.
Yeah, you were talking about your
diphtheria.
You
want to hear how fuggle hop and hip it is? Oh, by the way, guys, the FCC doesn't want us to say...
And more importantly...
You have to say fuggle hop.
The F word, I think it's just passé. I think it's been overdone. Yeah. It's been overused.
It's been overused.
It's too much. It's too easy.
Cock talk. I mean, we can say shit. We can say cunt. We can say rape. We can say poop. We can say...
Cock.
Balls. We can say balls.
Testicles.
Titties.
Slapping.
But we cannot say the F word. We have to say fuggle hop.
Teabagging.
Yeah.
Teabagging.
I love that.
G-bagging. And the U-spot. You want to talk about the U-spot?
No. Okay. We'll never talk about the U-spot again. but you're...
Clit pickling. Clit pickling good.
Clit?
Pickling. Like, you know, like a pickle?
You
get like this suction cup full of vinegar and you put it on the clitoris. And you pickle the clitoris.
I don't know.
No? You don't want to try it?
No.
Delightful.
You don't like a really salty, shriveled clitoris? Doesn't sound appealing to you?
No, fuggle hop it.
Yeah, get the fuggle hop out of here. Fuggle hop off.
Yeah, fuggle off here.
Fuggle hop off.
Anyway, my Div 3 is a movie.
It's good to see you.
It's a movie, Andy.
Div 3 is a movie. Okay, yeah. Groovy. Thanks for the
guest of the show, friends of the show, Danny DeVito and his mother. Just gave us the best time of our life. Anyway, my Div 3 is
a movie.
It's actually two movies. One is a sequel to Hamlet.
Is it called Hamlet 2?
No, it's actually called Hamlet 1.5. It's about Timon and Pumbaa's adventure. No. It's actually it's a fictional documentary about an actor talking about how he's making a fictional documentary about an actor who's in a one-man show about a French painter.
That is so meta. Wait, so you're going to play a guy
I'm
who's playing
all
a guy
four
who's playing
of these
a guy
people.
Who's playing a guy?
Yeah.
That is some layered stuff, man.
It's funny because it's like the French cake. Guy, the French artist, severs his hands. That's the big climactic scene. He cuts himself on stage so he can no longer paint.
That's deep.
It has something to do with paintbrush being the phallus.
Oh. Doesn't, no.
High school English, motherfucker.
The paintbrush is not always a phallus. Seriously,
sometimes dude. A paintbrush is just a paintbrush.
Sometimes your face is a butt. Ew. That's the sound of Max's asshole. Max's asshole sounds like the screaming of 1,000 damned souls.
But in like, lower decibel ranges. Andy, that's my brief description of my Div 2. Three. It explores perception, synthesis.
Interesting.
And,
oh, yeah.
And
I'm
the
very
life.
Excited to see you. You're very good. You're a very good screenwriter.
I'm going to try and put it in the Five College Film Festival.
By the way,
I'm going to become an award-winning animator just like Stephen Sears.
My brother, John Locke, is interested in learning how to write a TV script. He's got an idea for a TV show.
Then we should meet up, and I'm going to kill him and steal his idea.
Okay. Well,
I will stab him in the Fugglehoppin' heart.
Let's call that Plan B.
From outer space.
Yeah. And talk about my Div 3.
Hey, what's your Div 3?
My Div 3 is in radio documentary. I'm making one long documentary and two are short ones. The first one, the long one I'm working on now, is about the future of Hampshire. It's an exploration of our current situation financially as a community, as an organization, as an institution. And we're going to be looking into...
Andy continued to talk for a long time. I thought this interview was very interesting and productive and relevant to my documentary I was making about Andy making a documentary about Hampshire campus. It was a great exploration into the radio area. I feel like I couldn't do it without having another documentary. I let him continue to talk.
I'm doing it in surround sound with the help of my chair, John Bruner, and I'm hoping to get started on it. I'm a little behind on my interviews right now, but we're going to be talking to that dude.
Cisco.
Yeah, Cisco and Kathy Method, head of financial services. And wait, not Roger Ebert?
Cisco.
I'd love to
and
talk.
Ebert.
Cisco. Oh, there's a connection there. Dude, man, Cisco sucks. No. Though I once did have a conversation with Roger Ebert's asshole, and I gotta say, for an asshole, it's very well spoken, very well read, well read for an asshole.
Nietzsche.
No. Black fly. And the black swan. Oh, that's the song I know. Oh. Speaking of waterfowl, wait. Before we go, speaking of waterfowl, I bought this product earlier today.
Yeah.
I think you got to hear about it. Because, you know, I don't know if you how often you encounter this problem. Because a lot
of
times.
I don't know how often I what this problem.
Encounter this problem. No, encounter this problem. Because you just imagine you're down at the duck pond.
Down at the duck pond.
And you wanna feed the ducks. But the ducks are all spread out, right? You know, they're
That's
all over
true.
The place.
We should concentrate.
That's right. Exactly. So I was in the store and I didn't know they make this. Because, you know, you want to get, I've tried everything.
Concentrate?
Wait, no. Oh, yeah. I want my ducks more concentrated. I've tried herding them. I've tried glue. I've tried magnets.
Duck.
I've tried masking tape, scotch tape.
Oh, I see. There's this going.
All
I
this
see
stuff.
Where this is going.
They make a duck tape.
Yeah, but that's a spell.
They make a duck tape, man, and you can tape your ducks together. Whether your ducks are in the sun, in the weather, or whether your ducks
God damn it,
be all
no.
over the floor.
Stop the rhymes.
You don't need your ducks have to be spread out no more.
No. Andy,
no, I can't
you're making
never stop.
A big, you're making
the ducks
a big
are
mistake.
Real, and they suck my cock.
You're making a big mistake, Andy. It's spelled duct tape. There are big bad things that can happen if you attempt to use duct tape on ducks.
But, dude, I got these ducks, and they need to be taped, or else they're going to try to get me and try to rape.
No,
me.
No, ducks can't rape either. Don't you understand basic
whoa,
biology?
Whoa. Ducks can't so
no.
rape. Ducks
all
can
duck
so
sex
rape.
Is consensual, first of all, and second of all, they cannot penetrate anybody else.
No, if they wanted to, I'm
if
sure.
If they wanted to, do ducks have wants? No, they're at peace with the universe.
But they're spread out, and the point is, now I can bundle them all up, one tight ball, and just feed the ball of duck.
I'm looking for is duct tape together.
I want to skip the middleman and actually just buy duck from concentrate.
Like just add water.
Just duck juice.
Duck juice.
Concentrate duck juice. You know, and I want some pulp in there. I want some duck pulp in my duck juice.
Maybe a beak or two.
Ah, that's how you know it's natural.
Yeah.
That's how you know it's not
that pasteurized bullshit duck concentrate.
Fuggle hop that shit.
Fuggle hop that.
Fuggle hop on your mom's ramus. That's what we should call anuses nowadays.
Ramus?
Look at your ramus. It's dilating.
That might be offensive to Italians.
That's true.
Oh, that's Remus.
Fuggle hopping Italians. Alrighty. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been Cock Talk. We're going to play you our last song.
Are we?
Have a sweet sleep.
Yay.
And if you don't, well, this, I don't know. Think about me. Think about my voice.
And think about me. Join us next Friday at 10. Only on radio.hampshire.edu. Papa.